on the Crays and HOAs here on 850 WFCL. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here again today, as we are each Sunday at noon, with attorneys Eric Glazer and Christy Phillips of Glazer & Associates PA, a law firm practicing community association law throughout Florida. As our listeners know, we are here each week to answer all of your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. As always, we would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your condominium and HOA questions. So give us a call right here in our studio at 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking the Email the Show tab.
And even if you don't want to send us an email, you should still visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com, where you can learn more about each of us. You can write in your comments about the show and your emails, listen to all of our past shows, sign up for our free seminar at the Hard Rock, the next one coming up this Thursday night. That should be a lot of fun. You can click on our Facebook link and join in our discussions and see who the show sponsors are and visit all of their websites. And, of course, if you want to call our law firm directly and pick our brains off the air, again, you can call Glazer & Associates at 877-4-CONDO-CRAZE. Again, 877-4-CONDO-CRAZE, and you can visit the law firm's website at condo-laws.com. Again, that's condo-laws.com.
Well, last week we spoke about whether or not it matters if you're a Republican or Democrat in your condo or HOA election, whether or not the Republican sweep in our statewide election is beneficial to owners and condo and homeowner associations, and, of course, the fraud that just keeps growing and growing and growing in the foreclosure industry. In fact, Christy was telling us that, as the saying goes, the truth about what's going on is stranger than fiction.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And if that isn't bad enough, this week we had yet another condo board president arrested for stealing condo funds. And this time it was in Century Village in West Palm Beach. And the total amount stolen was more than $33,000. But it went to a good cause, something we keep promoting on the show, and that's gambling.
Well, so yeah, the Hard Rock. Yeah, right. Exactly. Get some jobs going, right, Eric?
Yeah, exactly right.
The amazing thing about this case is that, Eric, I believe it had been going on for 7 years. I mean, that's a long time. And apparently the president of that association had free reign and control over the condo's finances. And there's obviously no checks and balances, which is a huge thing in condos. Yeah.
Well, this is what I don't understand. How is it possible for one board member to do this for such a long period of time? Aren't the other board members watching her? Isn't there some year and end audit that needs to be done to make sure that nobody is stealing?
Well, at least in this case, Karen, the answer to both of your questions is no and no. Oh. There were no other board members watching what was going on, but there should have been. And because it was only a 26-unit condominium, no actual audit is required each year of the finances, because under the law, an actual full-blown audit is only required when the budget is in excess of $400,000 annually.
And so, also, Eric, it seemed pretty obvious in this case that, you know, only one signature was actually required on the association's checking account. I mean, that would be the only way somebody could be able to do this. And we tell all of our clients all the time that two signatures should always be required on any check for the association. Because, I mean, with all due respect, that's the biggest issue out there right now is possible theft. And most of the time, with respect to our senior citizens and that population out there, most of it is preying on the elderly and preying on these senior citizen communities.
Leaving the cookie jar without anyone watching.
Exactly. They're the easiest targets. And when somebody finally does volunteer for the board and gets on the board and actually starts to request the documents and gets in there and involved, they start to uncover it and stuff just begins unraveling.
Yeah, that's true, Christy. It's exactly like the case that happened a few months ago in Hollywood. Same allegations. The president had a gambling habit and was using the association's funds to feed it. And if you can believe this, she was actually arrested at the Hard Rock Hotel. I think she claimed she was there early for our seminar, like a few months in advance. But yeah, no, just kidding, everybody.
A few months in advance, right?
Yeah, right. But she, too, believe it or not, she was well-liked by the community. Everybody was actually thankful that somebody was stepping up to the plate and doing the job. And because of that, she was simply going completely unchecked, too. Again, somebody was just, or the community, I should say, was just thankful that someone was actually taking care of all the condo work. And it wasn't them. So, you know, they were allowing her to do her job sight unseen.
Yeah. So how do the board members normally get caught?
Well, what normally happens is that finally, like in this case in West Palm Beach, some new board member gets on the board and they ask to see all the financial records. and they don't take no for an answer. You know, they simply keep following it up. And when the president can't cover his or her tracks any longer and can't delay it any longer, the fraud starts to unravel.
And the craziest part in this case was, from what I read, the president wasn't even paying her condo assessments for the past 2 years. But yet she was sending other unit owners to the actual collections attorney and having them foreclose on, you know, her neighbors while she's sitting there not paying anything.
And using their money to gamble.
Wow,
it is
exactly.
Amazing. Well, when a condo or HOA board member steals money from their neighbors, it really seems to get a lot of attention. It's always the front page news, you know, in the local papers down here. But while there may be a perception out there to some extent that board members only get on the board to line their own pockets, is that a fair portrayal of the thousands and thousands of board members who voluntarily serve on boards throughout the state? Because I'll tell you that in 18 years of practicing community association law down here, I've personally been involved in probably less than 6 or 7 cases where a board member was actually caught stealing money. Now, I can tell you I'll probably get some phone calls here today calling me crazy or accusing me or the show of catering to the board members out there, but I'll tell you that the percentage of board members that are engaged in illegal conduct is probably tiny compared to many other professions. And to start the controversy brewing, I'll point the finger at my own profession, and I'll be the first one to admit that on average, probably far more attorneys got disciplined this year from stealing from their own clients' trust accounts than board members do from stealing from their own neighbors, all right? I said it. I even went after lawyers first.
Wow. Yeah, so. Now, why stop there, Eric? I mean, nobody can argue that more politicians get arrested in Florida than, you know, board members. We've all seen it over the last year. I mean, the last 1 to 2 years, it's been insane how many people have been arrested for corruption and fraud in the
right.
state.
Of course. And listen, even doctors and medical offices seem to be getting arrested all the time for Medicare and Medicaid fraud. And again, a lot more often than condo or HOA board members do. You know, dare I say it, it seems as if even police officers and even members of the clergy are getting arrested at alarming rates far more often than board members do.
Well, then why is there this negative connotation out there? Why the bad rap against board members?
Well, I guess Christy will tell you that we get calls from people with all kinds of accusations day after day sometimes against board members, you know, all the time. And when we ask what evidence they have to support their accusations against these board members, almost everyone tells us that they have no actual proof, but they kind of have a feeling that their board is stealing money. You know, nothing actually concrete that they can actually point to. They say somehow it's obvious that the board stole money, but they almost never have any proof whatsoever. And most of the accusations are unfounded, they're unwarranted, and I have to tell you, sometimes they're just plain silly or even outright mean. But we want to hear what our listeners think. Are board members generally these great people who once selflessly serve their community for nothing in return? Or do most seek to get elected because when elected, they get the keys to the vault?
So call us here in the studio, 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. And tell us the good, the bad, and the ugly about either your board of directors, your experience as a member of the board, or why you would never want to be a board member. And we'll be right back after this.
Weekends mean football.
Yeah!
Mean football.
Ah!
FTL is FSU.
Crumbling concrete, peeling paint, waterproofing problems? No problem. If you're a building owner or management company, finding solutions to your problems doesn't have to be painful or costly.
Promax Restoration and Paint.
Whether it's a perimeter wall or parking garage, balcony or pool deck, structural repair, waterproofing, and painting is their specialty. It has been since 1994. At Promax Restoration and Paint, they've seen and successfully repaired and painted just about everything when it comes to high-rise, mid-rise, townhomes, buildings of any shape and size. Yes, their clients have included Marriott, Hilton, Doral, and many luxury condos. But it doesn't mean that Promax Restoration and Paint is expensive. These clients have chosen Promax for their experience and quality workmanship, but also for their ability to offer very competitive pricing. So see their work and see what they can do for you at restorationandpaint.com. Promax Restoration and Paint, 800-624-9371. That's 800-624-9371.
Condominium associations are facing significant challenges today. And with those challenges come the need for special help from a special property management firm. That firm is Miami-based KW Property Management and Consulting, comprised of a team of professionals who are meeting today's challenges. Staffed by CPAs and long-term property managers, KW brings financial controls, budgeting discipline, contract oversight, and strong vendor negotiation skills to its growing portfolio of clients. They call it the KW difference. The real estate market has changed, and so has the role of property managers. They're here to preserve the value of a valuable asset, your home. And today, that role involves strong financial controls and traditional property management responsibilities. Please visit kwpropertymanagement.com or call 305-476-9188. That's kwpropertymanagement.com. You'll see what they mean by the KW difference.
Almost every large building project comes with headaches. Your contractor's a nightmare. The engineer's on a different page. There's problems with the municipality, etc. Well, no more. Call Florida Construction Project Management and say goodbye to the headaches. Florida Construction Project Management can oversee any condominium, hotel, office, or other large building project and get it done as you need it done. They have no affiliation with any contractors, engineers, or suppliers. They work for you. They'll inform you of the progress, keep everyone on the same page, and ensure you're not being taken for a ride. From getting the licenses, insurance, and best quotes to making sure everything's done to code and on time, Florida Construction Project Management will get it done. Why spend personal time getting headaches? Call 954-445-0862 or visit flcpm.com. Florida Construction Project Management. Finally, a company that can help. 954-445-0862 or flcpm.com. License number CGC 1513108.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Again, I'm Karen Curtis with Eric Glazer and Christy Phillips of Glazer & Associates. We're taking your phone calls right now. If you'd like to give us a call, the number is 877-850-8585.
Okay, just want to let everybody know that on next week's show, we're going to have two of South Florida's premier accountants with us, and that's Mark Gerstle and Robert Rosen from Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg. And with the year quickly coming to a close, this is the show that's going to tell all of you what you need to be doing about your year-end financial reports, preparing next year's budget, funding your reserve accounts, or waiving the funding of your reserve accounts, ways to prevent theft of your association funds like we've been speaking about so far today, and a lot more. And, of course, Mark and Robert will be glad to take your questions on the year. So, again, make sure to listen next week because you will learn a lot. And one more housekeeping item. Again, this coming Thursday, November 18th at 7 o'clock, is our second Condo Craze Board Member Certification Program at the Hard Rock Hotel. We're sold out again of all 150 seats, but we're also going to set up a standby line. And if any of the 150 people don't show, we'll start taking people from that standby line.
Which happened.
Yeah, which happened last time, right. So it makes sense. You know, definitely you can give it a shot. Worst comes to worst, you know, bring your association's checkbook. If you don't get into the seminar, use it to gamble the night away at the Hard Rock, just like your other presidents did that we're speaking about.
Okay, Eric, before we both get disbarred and I have my mother drive all the way up to Fort Lauderdale, you better retract that and tell everybody you're just kidding.
I'm kidding.
She might kill me.
Do not use your association's checkbook to gamble at the Hard Rock. Okay, I said it.
Okay,
just
well,
a joke.
Instead, just be like most of the people and bring cash that you were hiding from your spouse.
Yeah, or anyway, right? Yeah, that's
smart, true. Smart person there, right?
Yeah, that reminds me. Buddy Hackett used to tell a joke like that. He would say he loved walking around the casinos in Vegas at like 3, 4 in the morning, and he'd hear all the husbands yelling at their wives to give them the damn money that I told you not to give me. So, all right, on that note, let's take our first call from Elizabeth. Elizabeth in Boca.
Good afternoon. Can HOA board members via email and phone calls conduct board business such as agreeing to accept contracts and expenditures of money?
Those things should definitely be done not by way of email. That should be done at a board meeting where that's open to the unit owners. The unit owners should have the right to speak about it. And no, those votes should not be done by way of board meeting. Do they communicate oftentimes by email and discuss things? Yes, but the actual vote needs to be done at a meeting of the members.
Yeah, and it's important, Eric, to also say that there may be a committee out there that's formed that actually does the interviewing process or some of the management companies, whatnot, and then they bring those actual management companies to the board meeting where the vote's taking place so that everybody can hear stuff.
Right. Exactly. Got to be done in front of a meeting.
So the board members could discuss this between them, the various pros and cons, and sort of agree to it just in conversation, but it has to be brought to the board to be actually voted.
Yeah, there's actually an arbitration case out there that says the emails that are on the board members' actual computers are mm-hmm. their own personal property. It's not open to inspection by the other unit owners. It's not considered an official record of the association. So there's nothing out there that seems to say they can't discuss board business by way of email, but if they're going to make a decision to sign a contract, that has to be done at a board meeting, open to all the unit owners.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Let's go to, I guess that's Jan in DeLand.
Yes, it is.
I was
thanks for taking my call.
I wanted to talk about the money. Go ahead.
Hello?
I'm sorry. I knew you were going to call in. I have a feeling you weren't going to line up on my side this morning about board members not being arrested too often. But
no,
let's hear what you got
not.
To say.
And here's the deal. Remember, quite a few years back, board members were not even prosecuted. You know, only Julio Robina finally created the so-called pilot spam program, which would take care of prosecuting board members who stole money. In
yes.
former times, it was called a civil matter. Now, very often, money is stolen, but the associations keep it under tabs because they say, oh, if somebody knows, you know, our property values will go down the drain. Nobody wants to live here.
And that's a good point.
There are many, many cases known and not so much known. Some papers even don't want to report about it.
Right. I will tell you personally.
You know, we had a hard time. A $1.45 million embezzlement at the West Coast 2 years ago. The papers for months and months and months refused to report about it.
Yeah,
and, I mean, that's quite some money.
Well, I can tell you, I was involved in about two cases when my office was in Hollandale. And both times the presidents had stolen some funds. And each time they did not make the papers. So that's true. So not every time that a board member does steal money is it actually reported. And that is actually a good point. But
right, and see, here's one other point. I don't know if you read the article in yesterday's Sun Sentinel about the kickbacks.
Oh, yes. We plan on talking a little bit about that at the seminar this Thursday about, for those of you that haven't read the article, it had to deal with whether or not your management company receives kickbacks from the insurance company when they recommend your association to a specific insurance company or agency for windstorm coverage or the like. And,
right, and I think we all know very well, and that is more or less between the lines in that article, that some of the money then goes back to the board members who make the decision.
But, Jan, let me ask you this. Do you think on a percentage basis, do you think that board members have a higher percentage rate of stealing funds than, let's say, again, I'll put lawyers at the front of the line. I can tell you that the amount of attorneys that have been disciplined this year for dipping into their firm's trust account is no less than alarming. We have medical office after medical office of arrests for Medicare fraud. I mean, do you think that board members, again, have a higher percentage of getting arrested or committing some sort of misconduct in professionals?
I think a lot of the cases nobody will know about it. You know,
right.
They try to cover it up. You know, they find solutions. They don't want to be in the newspapers. You know full well that you get a lot of complaints from people, but they don't want to be quoted in a newspaper article.
Right.
You
right.
know, the reporters have a hard time finding people they can quote in newspaper articles.
Yeah, I would agree. It does probably going to make your building look bad and perhaps drive your property value down if it gets out there that your board is stealing money from the unit owners. No two ways about it. But
yeah, right. But see, the problem is that people don't care. You know, they let it go until it really happens. Then they even try to cover it up. And I think that encourages even more people to do it.
Right. Well, as a matter of fact, you raised Julio Robina a few minutes ago. He actually wanted to create an independent, separate commission.
Yeah, well, it was going to be a commission. It was going to be a statewide police force, if you remember, Eric.
Right.
It was going to be a statewide governmental agency that actually had the ability to go in and subpoena the accounts for each association and actually go in and arrest people if they found any type of fraud like this.
Right, but that was quickly shot
down.
Well,
but that was actually step two.
Uh-huh.
The first step was the so-called scam pilot program, where he wanted in the state budget an amount of $100,000, you know, for a pilot program which passed the legislature but then was vetoed by Jeb Bush.
Right.
You know, obviously they didn't even have $100,000 for that,
right, set
to
aside.
Protect the people.
Right. Jan,
and then came the idea to put this police force in there,
right,
which I think is a very good idea.
I am sorry to cut you off, buddy, but the phone lines are
lining up. Hey, we'll talk again.
I appreciate the phone call.
Have fun, and thanks for the good show.
Thank you, sir. Take care. How about Dorothy and Delray?
Hello?
Dorothy, how are you?
Hello?
Dorothy,
Hi, Dorothy.
You're on the air.
Dorothy, are you there?
Dorothy, do you hear us?
Yes.
Okay, what do you got to say, Dorothy?
Hi. I don't want to have anything to say about, you know, what you were talking about before, but this is a very important subject for me.
Yes.
My husband and I live in Kings Point in Delray Beach.
Uh-huh.
And there's a new code when they were doing the roof here. They had a redo the roof, and they moved the air conditioners from wooden planks to metal cradles. For 5 months now, we haven't slept one night.
Okay.
We called our board. Our president is in Virginia. He emailed them, the company that runs Kings Point.
Okay.
He had heard nothing from them in return. We called the company that we saw the trucks over here, and this lady came down to our house one evening at 10:30 with her husband, and she listened, and she heard banging in the walls. And she said, oh, this is terrible. I'll have to send the engineer.
Okay.
Did you see an engineer? Never came.
Okay. So the bottom line is, hold on one second. So the bottom line is your condominium did some work. They upgraded from the air conditioners being on, let's say, wooden planks, to they had to comply with the new code, and they put the air conditioners on metal
like cradles. They
right,
are
understood, right? And this is on top of the roof.
On top of the roof,
right? And now that's creating a noise problem and keeping you awake at night.
In our bedroom wall.
Okay.
They're also getting certain tremors in the floor when you sit. You feel it in your feet.
Okay. Yeah.
Now we complained to them. So can I name names?
Well,
the company.
You complained to the contractor and to your association, I take it.
And we spoke. We went down there because our board that was here said, "Well, do it yourself. It must be your air conditioner." So we called our company, and they inspected our air conditioner, and they said, "No, it is not ours." My daughter came, and she heard the noise, and she said, maybe it's next door, maybe it's from her air conditioner.
Dorothy, I don't mean to cut you off, but we've got to go to a break in about 30 seconds. But my advice to you is, yes, you have to. I would go get my own independent engineer to go.
We got two independent engineers, and nobody's paying attention to us.
Okay. I would definitely make the request certified return receipt first. I know we have to jump in there, Eric, but that's got to be done, too.
Well, you have, in other words, you got your own engineering reports?
I have two engineer's reports. My daughter sent one, and then she flew down here to be with the other one when he was here.
If your engineer said that things were not done properly, then yes, you may need to think about. Okay, you may need to think about getting your own lawyer if the association won't listen to what you have to say. And again, that's something that you have to do on your own.
Well, when I told the girl, she said, "Well,
Dorothy,
go ahead and get a lawyer. See how long it's going to take."
Dorothy, I'm going to give
my. I'm 88. My husband's 90. How much longer do we have?
Dorothy, apologize. We got to cut to a mandatory break, okay? But we appreciate the phone
call. Thanks for your call, Dorothy.
Okay, we'll be back right after this.
So, enjoy sitting around listening to Condo Craze and HOAs? Good. But when the show is done and you'd like to get in the shape of your life, get up and get to it with Cruise. Body by Cruise is the personal trainer of the area's best hard bodies. Their training and techniques will help you get results like never before. And Cruise makes it easy. If your home or condo has gym facilities, Body by Cruise comes to you. The hassles of signing up and going to a gym often don't pan out, so Body by Cruise trains in the privacy of your own home. Cruise has trained well-known fitness gems like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Click the website to see more. Bodybycruise.com. That's bodybycruise.com. Or call 305-766-6877. You can get in the shape of your life. You can get results. All you need is the proper training, motivation, and know-how. And that's what you get with personal trainer Body by Cruise. Click bodybycruise.com and they'll come to you. Or call now, 305-766-6877. Ask Eric. He's been training with Cruise for over 4 years.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Are you a small or medium-sized condominium or homeowners association in need of management services but just don't think it's in your budget? At FLCAM, we realize that there are associations that need help managing their communities but don't want a management company dictating how you live and who you do business with. FLCAM lets you manage your association your way. Let us take care of the tedious and time-consuming tasks of collecting receivables, paying bills, negotiating with vendors, and maintaining your records from our off-site office. This allows for professional management at substantial savings for your association. Call us at 954-961-7000. Call FLCAM today for a free, no-obligation proposal for management services for your community. FLCAM, management your way. Call us at 954-961-7000. That's 954-961-7000. Or visit our website at fl-cam.com. License CAB 3289.
Do you pay condo fees? Did you know the master insurance policy premium can account for up to 70% of an association budget? Since 1934, Smith Watson Parker has built its reputation on excellent customer service. Because they are entrusted with the insurance for over 1,500 associations, Smith Watson Parker has access to more insurance companies than most agencies, allowing it to offer the most competitive pricing. Smith Watson Parker is also equipped with a commercial permanently installed generator, so they are up and running right after a storm. Smith Watson Parker agent Sean Virtue empowers board members and property managers with knowledge. Anyone can say that they will tailor a policy just for you, but Sean takes the time to explain exactly what is covered, translates insurance lingo, so you know exactly what you are purchasing. Call 954-815-9377 to speak with Sean Virtue about lowering your association insurance premium. That's 954-815-9377. Or visit condoinsuranceexplained.com. That's condoinsuranceexplained.com for the latest insurance information directly affecting Florida condos and HOAs. You deserve to understand what you're purchasing and only pay for what you need. Empower your association with knowledge, savings, and peace of mind. Sean Virtue has a solid history of lowering insurance premiums, which can help lower association dues. To learn more, visit condoinsuranceexplained.com or call Sean Virtue 954-815-9377 to schedule a master policy review today.
You're listening to South Florida's favorite news talk radio station. This is 850 WFTL, Fort Lauderdale, Boca Raton, West Palm Beach. Weather you can depend on from WFTL.
The South Florida forecast through this afternoon, partly sunny skies, temperatures rising through the 70s to near 80 degrees, and a few scattered clouds around at times during tonight, otherwise mostly clear skies. Temperatures ranging from 63 to 66 by early Monday morning. On Monday, partly sunny skies, we should reach the upper 70s to low 80s, and then down around 64 to 68 at night. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 850 WFTL.
Back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I am Karen Curtis, and here again with Eric Glazer and Christy Phillips of Glazer & Associates, taking your phone calls. Give Eric and Christy a call. Ask them a question. 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585. Taking your emails as well.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we got a good email from the King of Pompano, who I know is a fan of the show and listens each week. And he writes in that I serve on a board and it's not to line my pockets. I'm just afraid if I didn't run, the person who would replace me would be even more clueless and incompetent than I am. I love that one. That's a great email there,
Mr. King.
Think
about it. If people don't step up, they can't complain.
Yeah,
you know?
But you know, I got to tell you, I expected on this show for a while now, I expected more emails and I expected more phone calls like that. I expected board members to actually step up to the plate and kind of stick up for themselves on the air, but unfortunately it doesn't happen too much, and I wonder why. I mean, you guys are constantly under attack, and you have a forum to kind of defend yourself and stick up for yourself. We'd love to hear why you serve on the board, why you do it, and why you do it even though you know it's a thankless job and you're going to take abuse for doing it. So again, give us a call, 877-850-8585. And let us know why you're a glutton for punishment,
I guess, right? Eric, it's because those penny slots are con. I know
they're
con.
Yeah, right.
We were talking about
a few bad apples
get caught stealing from the
Exactly.
From
and,
the coffers.
And again, I take the position it's just a few. But you know what? Let's go to Alan from Pompano Beach. Alan, you're on the air.
Hello.
How are you, Alan?
Good. I can hardly hear you. I can't hear you, but I'm going to give you my question.
Go right ahead.
Okay. When a unit owner or a homeowner is fined for a violation and you fine them up to the full amount, which in our case is $1,000, can you fine them for the same violation again if they have not complied?
It's up to $1,000 for one continuing violation.
That's
right. The way the statute reads. So the maximum, if they do something wrong, the maximum amount you can do for that particular wrong is $1,000. Now, let's say they go and they fix the problem, and a month or two later, that starts up again. That's a whole new time around, and yes, you can fine them again.
Oh,
if that answers your question.
Yeah. So if they, let's just say they're storing things on the side of their house, and they get fined, they don't fix it. And they get fined $1,000, and then eventually the furniture goes away, and then it comes back again.
Yeah, whole new violation.
Start the whole process again.
Yeah, see, if it wasn't, then what you could do is actually buy yourself out by paying $1,000, right? Pay the $1,000, and you know the association could never come after you again.
That's what, yeah.
Right, no, but obviously
wait,
that's
so,
not
so
the
my,
intent of it.
Okay, so my other question is this. What if the people live here and they don't fix the violation, and the $1,000 fine was levied, then you have to live with that violation until they move, correct?
Well, no, as a matter of fact.
Because they haven't fixed it.
No, you definitely don't want to live with it, because then you may be considered to have waived your right to enforce it.
Right. As a matter of fact, there's different things. Not only can you try to take action as an association to try to collect on the fine. In an HOA now, a fine of $1,000 or more can actually become a lien on a unit and subject the violator to actual foreclosure proceedings. Okay, that's something that
Correct.
Can be done.
I understand that, but most of these people are in foreclosure and they're not going to pay the fines anyway.
Right. Well,
so once the $1,000 fine is reached, can we keep on giving them fines, because we know we can collect the fines once they sell the house. We won't be able to collect all of them, not for
the same violation, but you know, there's other things besides fines. There's ways that to get injunctive relief against unit owners who keep messing up their property or committing a violation. You know, it may be a situation that, at least in an HOA, that has to go to mediation first, or potentially you can go right to court and get an injunction and require the person, you know, under a penalty of the court to actually comply and correct the violation, especially if it's something serious. A court won't hesitate to issue an injunction.
Okay.
Okay, so it's not all about the money.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you for the call, Marilyn.
Okay.
All right, lots of questions last week about mold in foreclosed units and how it can possibly get people sick and who's responsible for making sure mold doesn't grow when the unit's in foreclosure. And now that we're in the season where all the snowbirds from the Northeast U.S. and Canada are down here, now's the perfect time to give just a quick lesson about the responsibility to maintain your unit, even if you're only a seasonal resident here in South Florida.
Yeah, Eric, and these problems are appearing more and more because we have more and more foreclosed condominiums and homes out there. But it's not uncommon for the problem to occur in units that are owned by regular people and not just the banks. Just because you're not living, you know, if they're not living there year-round, they may not have the air set when they're gone, that kind of thing. It doesn't mean that you don't have that responsibility to actually make sure that your unit is maintained while you're out of town or while you're gone seasonally.
Exactly. And there's a real interesting arbitration case that talks about the duty to keep an eye on your unit even when you're not in town, even when you're not living in South Florida. And that case is called the Los Prados Condominium Association versus Lemley case. And in that case, an arbitrator for the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation held that when an owner doesn't reside in a unit, it's still incumbent on that owner to routinely and periodically examine and inspect the unit to ensure the absence of leaks and conditions that would otherwise lead to damage that may affect the surrounding property.
Yeah, and that case actually goes on to hold that in recognition of the fact that when multiple owners occupy a single building, a problem can develop in one unit that actually affects other units and the common elements, and that there's conditions that can occur within a unit where it would obviously lead to immediate attention by the association and problems to the common area, including rusting, you know, leaking water heaters, infestation of rodents, which we all know down here,
living
near the water, there's a lot of rats and stuff, electrical problems, appliance malfunctions again, pipes from the washing machine, you know, when you leave, you usually want to switch those off. And, you know, they erode the building. They erode the floors of the building, the piping, all that stuff, and possible backups in the sewer system and even break-ins, Eric.
Right, exactly. So, again, a real interesting case. And the lesson of the day is if you're not going to be in town, if you're one of those snowboards that only live here a few months of the year, you better leave a key behind and ask a neighbor to check your unit every now and then to make sure all is okay. Because if you don't, and your unit winds up causing damage to another unit or to other common elements, you can and will be held responsible for the damages. So be careful. Okay, a couple of people on hold, but again, we'd like to take your calls. 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Would love to hear from some board members again as to why they do what they do. But let's take Carol from Miami.
All right.
Hi.
Hey, Carol.
Are you there?
Yes, we are.
Okay. We just had an assessment from the board, and it seems that a lot of people are in arrears because they're not paying their maintenance fees, and they don't have enough money to work with. All right, I understand that. However, they had an insurance claim quite a few years ago. They received a $500,000 payment minus what the insurance company that helped us get this.
You had a public adjuster, I take it.
They took their percentage.
Right.
So now they went ahead and put new roofs on the buildings. We're a very small condo. We're only 40-some-odd units. And now they have to fix windows that were part of that claim.
Okay.
Windows and outside problems that were affected by the hurricane. The trees fell on fences that were around our property. And now we're getting assessed for these problems that we shouldn't really be assessed for at this point in time and in this economy, why are they doing this to us?
Well, your board has...
I feel...
Your board has...
Very,
hold on. Your board has an obligation to maintain the building, maintain
absolutely.
The common areas. So, you know, if things like the windows need to be fixed, if things like...
They should have been done with the insurance money, though, no?
Well, I'm guessing you simply run out of the insurance funds?
Mm-hmm.
Spent on something, those insurance funds, right?
Exactly.
See, this happens, you know, all the time. And remember, when a condo puts in an insurance claim, there's normally not only a very large deductible. We can do a whole show on how condos don't even realize what their initial deductible is. Oftentimes it's like 2%, but it's not 2% of the value of the claim. It's 2% of the entire value of the condominium building, what it's worth.
That's a lot of money.
Right. So the deductible sometimes is actually hundreds of thousands of dollars. So oftentimes, even though you got $500,000 in your insurance claim, it could be that the amount of damages were maybe $2 million, and that's the reason for your assessment. A lot of times people also say the economy's bad, now's not the best time for an assessment. But if the building is falling apart, that's actually the perfect time for an assessment. If things need to get fixed.
That's not the case.
Yeah.
That's not the case that we have here.
Understood. But if windows need to be fixed or replaced, if a roof needs to be fixed or replaced, the board is protected by what's called the business judgment rule. And their decision to make these repairs are going to be protected, you know, every single time without exception. But, Carol, we got to go to a break, but thank you for the call.
Sure.
Anybody has any questions about that, again, give us a call at our law firm during the week, 877, the number 4, Condo Craze. Again, 877, the number 4, Condo Craze. Again, we're taking your calls at 877-850-8585, and we'll be back right after this.
Start your day with the stories your neighbors will be talking about. Weekday mornings on your News Talk Leader, 850 WFTL.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstel, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstel, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstel, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstel, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
The law firm of Glazer & Associates is asked all the time, why can't we be friends? Board members once elected have no idea how difficult and time-consuming it would be. They learn quickly that their decisions must be guided by statutes, declarations, and bylaws. At times, it feels overwhelming, especially when homeowners are constantly complaining. Let Glazer & Associates help your board and homeowners be friends. Whether it's collecting past due assessments, amending your documents, or answering your questions, or if you're a community member involved in a disagreement with your association, Glazer & Associates will handle your legal matters with personal care by professionals who appreciate your business. They know you have a choice for your association legal services and want to show you why they are the right choice. Visit their website at florida-association-law.com or call 954-983-1112 for more information. Let them restore the friendship between neighbors. This advertisement has been provided by a non-attorney spokesperson.
Crumbling concrete, peeling paint, waterproofing problems? No problem. If you're a building owner or management company, finding solutions to your problems doesn't have to be painful or costly. Promax Restoration and Paint. Whether it's a perimeter wall or parking garage, balcony or pool deck, structural repair, waterproofing, and painting is their specialty. It has been since 1994. At Promax Restoration and Paint, they've seen and successfully repaired and painted just about everything when it comes to high-rise, mid-rise, townhomes, buildings of any shape and size. Yes, their clients have included Marriott, Hilton, Doral, and many luxury condos. But it doesn't mean that Promax Restoration and Paint is expensive. These clients have chosen Promax for their experience and quality workmanship, but also for their ability to offer very competitive pricing. So see their work and see what they can do for you at restorationandpaint.com. Promax Restoration and Paint. 800-624-9371. That's 800-624-9371.
Condominium associations are facing significant challenges today. And with those challenges come the need for special help. from a special property management firm. That firm is Miami-based KW Property Management and Consulting, comprised of a team of professionals who are meeting today's challenges. Staffed by CPAs and long-term property managers, KW brings financial controls, budgeting discipline, contract oversight, and strong vendor negotiation skills to its growing portfolio of clients. They call it the KW difference. The real estate market has changed, and so has the role of property managers. They're here to preserve the value of a valuable asset, your home. And today, that role involves strong financial controls and traditional property management responsibilities. Please visit kwpropertymanagement.com or call 305-476-9188. That's kwpropertymanagement.com. You'll see what they mean by the KW difference.
Here we are back again for our final segment of Condo Craze and HOAs here with Eric Glazer and Christy Phillips. I'm Karen Curtis. We're taking your calls at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. If you're on the line there, hold on.
Okay, a little public service announcement first. This Tuesday, November 16th and Thursday, November 18th, from 1 o'clock to 7:30, the Obama administration's Making Homes Affordable program, Hope Now Alliance and NeighborWorks America, will sponsor two free workshops for homeowners who are at risk of foreclosure. And these workshops are going to give homeowners a chance to meet face-to-face with their mortgage companies and a counseling agency to try to work out deals that allow them to stay in their homes. And the workshop on the 16th is at the Palm Beach County Convention Center at 650 Okeechobee Boulevard in West Palm Beach. And the workshop on the 18th is at the Hilton Miami Downtown at 1601 Biscayne Boulevard in downtown Miami. And if anybody out there wants more information, just go visit their website at www.hopenow.com. Again, that's HopeNow, HOPENOW.com for more information.
And I remember the last time these types of workshops were given in Miami, and the lines were, like, out of control. They were incredible. It's just hard to believe how many people were standing in line for literally days just trying to get help. I mean, it's a great thing that they're doing.
Yeah, I remember seeing those lines on TV, and, yes, it was amazing. But if it can help you, why not give it a shot? There's nothing to lose.
Yeah. Well, not so fast, guys. There actually may be something to lose, your home. I mean, there's actually many homeowners that we talk to on a daily basis and across the country who are claiming that they've worked out mortgage modifications with the banks and the lenders, and yet they're still foreclosed on and still booted out of their houses.
Yeah, I know. I saw articles on this, too. And as a matter of fact, there are a bunch of lawsuits that have been filed around the country now against banks that are accused of breaching their contract with the borrowers under the government's Home Affordable Modification Program, better known as HAMP. And instead of the bank keeping the loan modifications permanent, the banks allegedly made the borrowers revert back to the original payments. And when the borrowers couldn't afford their payments, the bank foreclosed.
Why does it seem that you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't? Every time an association or a homeowner tries to take a step forward in the right direction, they're really taking two steps back.
Yeah, it's because the problem is simply bigger than the government would even like to admit. But before we go there, why don't we grab Beatrice from North Miami?
Hi, Beatrice. You're on the air.
Hello?
Beatrice, how are you?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air, Beatrice.
Hello?
Hi, Beatrice.
Yes. I'm a director of a condominium. We have 106 apartments. We have foreclosures on maybe 14. We have liens. We have a bankruptcy. We have someone that died 2 years ago, where there was a reverse mortgage, and the banks have not taken over anything, and all we're doing is paying attorney fees.
Okay, we keep saying this week after week after week, and again, this is why we tell these stories and we talk about new cases that happen on the show each and every week. Matter of fact, we had a whole bunch more planned for today, but we ran out of time. But the bottom line is, and I'm glad this call actually came in, as a director, you need to be meeting with counsel for your association every now and then, not just getting some reports every now and then telling you what the status is of the cases. You need to become involved. You need to actually learn the system. You need to learn the new cases that are being decided by all the appeals court, because it literally changes from week to week. And sometimes the strategy needs to change from week to week, again, depending upon what's going on out there, what the appellate cases say. So I can tell you this, Beatrice, if you want a second opinion, this is what we do all day long. Give us a call at the office at 877, the number 4, Condo Craze. Again, 877, the number 4, Condo Craze. And if you'd like, we can certainly give you a second opinion about at least what we think you should be doing.
What is it? 877-4?
Condo Craze, correct.
Condo?
Craze.
How do you do that?
How about this? How about 954-983-1112? Again, 954-983-1112.
Yeah.
Okay? Every time we try to be fancy with our Condo Craze number, it never works. Right.
It's
1-2. I want to ask you something else. We have people that have not paid for 2 and 3 years, not making any payments, yet we know they're in the apartments, and how do we get them out? It's 3 years, and we have assessed the people that are paying, and we keep on paying.
Beatrice, it seems to me, Beatrice, it seems to me that perhaps your strategy has been, at least up until this point, let the banks beat the association to the punch and let the banks be the one to foreclose. I can tell you, we keep telling our clients now that's not necessarily the strategy any longer, because the banks got caught up in all this fraud. There's basically a moratorium in effect. They're not proceeding on their cases, and it may make a lot more sense for your association to now be the aggressor, step up to the plate, and foreclose first. Again, but if you want have any questions about that, again, 954-983-1112. Thank you very much for the phone call. Appreciate it.
We have done foreclosures on the apartment, and nothing happened.
Okay,
the bank does not take it over.
Beatrice, I hear you, but we got to talk about it off the air because we got to finish up. We got about a minute to go. Okay.
All right.
That just before we actually cut off, maybe we should leave on this. We got a great email from Lisa, and Lisa writes in, as the president of my condo association, I think this says it all. We, the unwilling, led by the unknowing, are being asked to do the impossible for the ungrateful. We have been doing so much for so long with so little that we are now qualified to do anything with nothing. Sometimes all it takes is a little verbal thank you from non-board members.
That would be nice.
Love
sums up the world.
That email, Lisa. That's really great. Appreciate you writing in. And thanks, guys, for another great week. Again, tune in next week. Don't forget, we're going to have Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg talking about what you need to be doing for your year-end finances.
And
so,
Thursday
again,
at the Hard Rock, for those unknowing,
you
can learn
exactly.
A lot.
Look forward to doing our second seminar. Thanks for tuning in another week, and we'll see you again next week.
Thank you.
Thanks.